News release Township of Centre Wellington on January 20, 2022. The Ontario government announced steps to ease COVID-19 restrictions, cautiously and gradually, as of Monday, January 31. Closely monitoring public health and healthcare indicators, Ontario is expected to follow a phased approach to lifting public health measures, with 21 days between each step for the next few months. We are delighted to invite our residents back into our facilities following the recent provincial closure, said Mayor Linton. This has been yet another difficult and challenging time for all of us, and I am pleased that we can offer valued programming at our facilities that will bring our community back together in a safe way. Beginning Monday, January 31, the following changes will be put in place at township facilities with capacity limits. Ice surfaces will reopen at both the CW Community Sportsplex and the Alora Community Center. The CW Community Sportsplex Aquatics Facility will reopen for all aquatic programs. The Fall 2 swimming lesson session will resume the week of January 31. The winter swimming lesson session scheduled to start February 4 will be delayed and begin the week of March 21. The weight room at the CW Community Sportsplex will reopen, and MOSA fitness classes will resume. Pre-registration is required for recreational programs, swimming, pickleball, fitness, skating, shinny, etc., to ensure capacity limits are maintained. More information can be found at www.centrewellington.ca/indoor-recreation-wellington. Dufferin Guelph Public Health will continue to run a vaccine clinic at the CW Community Sportsplex. More information on the clinic, including drop-in dates and times, can be found here. The Alora Fergus Tourism Office will reopen from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday, February 2. Outdoor winter rinks across the township remain open. Please follow posted signage for safety measures. The following facilities will remain closed to the public for the time being: Alora Municipal Office. Township staff are available to assist residents by electronic means only. Phones will be answered between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday to Friday at 519-846-9691. General email inquiries can be sent to clerks@centrewellington.ca. Purchasing of dog tags and burn permits are available online at www.centrewellington.ca/permits. Cemetery services will be provided by appointment only. Please call 519-846-9691 ext. 240 or email staff at cemeteries@centrewellington.ca. Building division services will be conducted online, by email at building@centrewellington.ca or by calling 519-846-9691 ext. 907. Building inspections will continue to take place with strict COVID-19 health and safety protocols in place. Planning applications continue to be accepted and processed during this time, with preference to electronic submissions. In-person appointments will be limited, however, can be arranged by contacting staff. Planning inquiries can be directed to planning@centrewellington.ca or by calling 519-846-9691 ext. 241. Fergus Grand Theatre. For more information on upcoming shows, rehearsal bookings, live streaming, and to purchase tickets, visit us online at www.fergusgrandtheatre.ca. Victoria Park Senior Centre will reopen on Tuesday, February 22. The centre's virtual programs will continue as scheduled. To register for any of the classes, seminars being offered virtually, click here. Proof of vaccination will be required to enter the following township facilities: CW Community Sportsplex, Alora Community Center, Victoria Park Senior Center, Fergus Grand Theatre. When you enter these facilities, everyone 12 years of age and older must present an enhanced vaccine certificate with a QR code. Security at township entrances will scan the QR code using the Verify Ontario app. The enhanced vaccine certificate is a more secure and convenient way to have your proof of vaccination verified. Vaccine receipts without a QR code are no longer accepted. You can save the electronic version of your enhanced vaccine certificate with a QR code to your phone or print a paper copy. Both electronic and paper QR code versions will be accepted. Visit the provincial website for more information and to download your enhanced vaccine certificate. You will need to continue to show a piece of identification with your name and date of birth along with your proof of vaccination when visiting. This is a rapidly evolving situation. Discussions and decisions are ongoing, and we thank you for your patience during this time. Any changes in operations will be communicated and posted to the Township's website at www.centerwellington.ca/emergency-planning and on our social media platforms, www.facebook.com/centrawellington and Twitter www.twitter.com/centrawellington.